I'm April Cummings. If you're heading to the beach this weekend, you may notice some new scenery at Smith Barkadeer. The Department of Tourism has officially launched the first phase of its public beach signage project with a vibrant double-sided installation. The signs aren't just for decor. They are a push for better beach etiquette, reminding visitors of the rules regarding litter, loud music, and unauthorized vendors. Tourism Minister the Honorable Gary Ruddy says the goal is to foster a culture of respect as visitor numbers grow. Smith Barkadeer is the first of 14 locations across Grand Cayman and the Sister Islands to receive the new look. And while we're on the subject, with camps and coolers lining Cayman's shorelines right now, the Department of Environment wants you to keep a few things in mind this Easter holiday.
Please do not feed wildlife. Human food is not healthy for animals, and when they learn to expect food from humans, animals can become aggressive. This includes fish, birds, lizards, and even the chickens.
DOE's John Bothwell says fishing and diving for conch are also popular over Easter, but marine laws still apply during the holiday.
If you plan to be fishing or diving conch, please ensure you are aware of the marine park boundaries and rules. Download the DOE app or visit doe.ky/marine-parks. Remember that the maximum number of conch allowed is 5 per person or 10 per boat per day, whichever is less.
And along with what people catch, DOE is also concerned about what may be left behind.
Please take time to secure your personal items and the trash from blowing away into the environment or the sea, whether you're on a boat or on the beach.
Audio there, courtesy of CIGTV and the Department of the Environment. Three of Cayman's weather experts are in Florida this week trading insights with the world's top meteorologists. Members of the National Weather Service are attending the National Hurricane Conference in Orlando to get an inside look at the latest advancements in early warning systems and storm forecasting. Acting Director General Kerry Powery says the goal is to bring back actionable new strategies to help the public make better decisions when a storm is on the horizon. The training comes at a critical time, with the 2026 Atlantic season now just 2 months away. That's your local news. I'm April Cummings. Now let's check in with the BBC for the latest stories making headlines around our world.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. France's President Emmanuel Macron has rejected as unrealistic President Trump's assertion that a military operation could lift Iran's blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump's TV address last night failed to offer viable ways to reopen the crucial shipping lane. Mr. Macron also warned that bombing wouldn't provide a lasting solution to Iran's nuclear program. Meanwhile, Iranian forces are maintaining their drone and missile attacks on Gulf states, with a warning that the war will continue until the permanent regret and surrender of Iran's enemies. South Korea's president says his country is now on a wartime footing due to the ongoing Middle East crisis. He's advocating an additional budget to tackle rising oil prices. NASA's four astronauts on the Artemis II moon mission are preparing for a critical manoeuvre. The perigee stage burn will fire up the Orion capsule's engines to refine its orbit around Earth and position it before the lunar flyby. It requires precision as even minor deviations impact trajectory. The world's oldest living land animal, a Seychelles giant tortoise named Jonathan, is alive and well on the island of St. Helena in the mid-Atlantic. An account on X impersonating its vet had posted that the animal was dead, with a link for crypto donations on April Fool's Day. Archaeologists in Denmark have found a warship sunk by the British Admiral Horatio Nelson more than 200 years ago. The wreck was discovered on the seabed of Copenhagen Harbour. An Indian oil painting by the celebrated 19th century artist Rajah Ravi Varma has fetched nearly $18 million at auction. The image of the Hindu god Krishna with his mother milking a cow is regarded as one of Varma's most accomplished works and has been part of a private collection. It's now obtained the highest price for a modern Indian artwork. BBC News.